Iran continues to hold a British oil tanker and its 23 crew members after seizing it on Friday. Iran's Revolutionary Guard released video today showing the Stena Impero flying an Iranian flag, docked in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas. There is no sign of the crew. Britain's transport agency tweeted a map this morning that it says shows Iranian boats and troops forced the tanker out of international waters and highlighted the location where it was intercepted, boarded, and rerouted into Iranian water. In audio recordings from a security firm released today, an Iranian officer can be heard telling the Stena Impero to change course on Friday.
Stena Impero, I say again my flag. You are ordered change your course to 360. 360 degrees immediately. If you obey, you will be safe, over.
And a British naval officer on a ship in the area insists the Stena Impero be allowed to sail through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is British warship Foxtrot 236. You must not impair, impede, obstruct, or hamper the passage of the MV Stena Impero.
Joining me now for more on the developing situation in the Persian Gulf and Iran, Britain, and the United States' response is Jackie Northam, international affairs correspondent for National Public Radio, who joins us now from Washington, D.C. First, this is a slow and developing story, but it seems that the tension keeps going higher and higher now with people kind of positioning, well, where was the ship, where wasn't the ship, who told them to go where, at what time?
Yeah, certainly the video helped to start proving some of these things for sure. There's no question that the tension is high in this area. There's big concern about ships, whether they should be sailing through the Strait of Hormuz or in the surrounding waters. As you say, this ship was in Omani waters at the time. On top of that, insurance rates are going up. Some countries like the UK says, stay away, British ships, for now, because we just don't know what's going to happen. And really, they really do not have the resources to help these ships. The Stena Impero, if the British Navy could have got there in time, it could have helped them. But the fact of the matter is, the British frigate was 60 minutes away. It couldn't do much. And it gives you a sense just how thin the resources are in this area to help any ship that is taken by Iranians.
So what has the response been by the British government and allies?
Well, the British government, for its part, is trying to solve this diplomatically. Jeremy Hunt, the foreign secretary, has said he doesn't want a military answer to this. He has reached out to Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, and the two have had a talk. But the fact of the matter is, Javad Zarif doesn't have all the power in Iran. You have the Iranian Revolutionary Guards that also have a say, and they are the ones that are doing this. The U.S. itself is trying to pull together a coalition, a maritime coalition, to help protect ships that are in this region. But so far, it hasn't got a lot of traction. There's not a lot of appetite because, A, it's dangerous. B, there's just so many ships in this area that it would be extremely difficult to protect them. The other problem, too, is that a lot of the countries, particularly the Europeans, are not happy that the U.S. pulled out of this 2015 nuclear accord with Iran. And they say this is what really has led to where the position that we're in right now.
Okay, and then there's also kind of a direct tension between Iran and the U.K. Iran says that this is retaliatory action, if anything. And then the U.K. is going through a transition of power very soon.
Oh, yes. The next leader of the UK, which should be decided this week, is walking headlong into this crisis. Boy, talk about baptism by fire. They're going to have to deal with this, absolutely. You know, part of the problem, too, is that Iran says this was a retaliatory action for a tanker that British forces seized in Gibraltar earlier this month. And what happened was on Friday, the Gibraltar court decided to extend the detention of that tanker, and all of a sudden, a few hours later, the Iranians have taken a British tanker. So it seems like a tit for tat, which could keep continuing if this goes on.
And in the context of that diplomacy, you've got Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former leader of Iran, saying things like, hey, let's start direct talks with the United States and try to figure out how to move forward on this. And it kind of came out of the blue.
Right. And Javad Zarif, again, the Iranian foreign minister, when he was in the U.S. in New York last week, he met with a lot of Western journalists, and he was kind of dangling that out there as well, that perhaps there could be some reopening of talks here, you know, under very strict circumstances, which is something that the U.S. didn't rise to. They didn't want to take that bait, if you like. The fact of the matter is, though, somewhere, some sort of negotiation is going to have to be carried out, because it's so volatile in the Gulf right now, and it's so much of the world's crude, 20% of the crude, world's crude, flows through the Strait of Hormuz. It's really important for global shipping that, that this remains sort of a calm area rather than what we're seeing right now. So there is reasons on all sides to try to sort this out, but we'll have to see what's going to happen in the next little while. Apparently, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has been allowed to be a middleman, if you like, between Iran and the U.S. right now. President Trump says he's given the senator that right. So we'll see if that might somehow open up things here.
All right. NPR's Jackie Northam joining us from Washington tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.